The clouds were thick and the whole air damp and thundery. Against the last stripe of the green-gold sunset, he saw a black human silhouette, a man in a chimney-pot hat with a big spade over his shoulder. The combination was queerly suggestive of a sexton, but when Brown remembered the deaf servant who dug potatoes, he thought it natural enough. He knew something of the Scotch peasant. He knew the respectability which might well feel it necessary to wear blacks for an official inquiry. He knew also the economy that would not lose an hour's digging for that. Even the man's start and suspicious stare as the priest went by were consonant enough with the vigilance and jealousy of such a type. The great door was opened by Flambeau himself, who had with him a lean man with iron-grey hair and papers in his hand, Inspector Craven from Scotland Yard. The entrance hall was mostly stripped and empty, but the pale, sneering faces of one or two of the wicked Ogilvies looked down out of the black periwigs and blackening canvas. Following them into an inner room, Father Brown found that the allies had been seated at a long oak table, of which their end was covered with scribbled papers, flanked with whiskey and cigars. Through the whole of its remaining length, it was occupied by detached objects, arranged at intervals, objects about as inexplicable as any objects could be. One looked like a small heap of glittering broken glass. Another looked like a high heap.